In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews set to reveal the state's roadmap out of coronavirus lockdown. Climate change activists disrupt the publication of some British newspapers. And in sport, a Kenyan runner has broken the world record for the half marathon in women-only races. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews will unveil his roadmap today to ease the state out of coronavirus restrictions over the next few months. Several media outlets are reporting new modelling data suggesting case numbers need to drop further before reopening can happen. It's being reported lockdown rules could be extended because health authorities want COVID-19 infection levels to decline even further. The current set of lockdown measures are set to expire in Melbourne on September the 13th, and more details will be announced today. Dozens of anti-lockdown protesters were arrested yesterday after violent clashes around the country. Victorian police arrested 17 people and handed out more than 160 fines to a crowd of 200 in Melbourne. In New South Wales, about 14 people were arrested and 81 handed penalty infringement notices. A Chilean team hasn't found any survivors during a search of rubble from buildings destroyed in last month's deadly Beirut port blast. There were hopes of finding someone when a sniffer dog detected a sign of life after the explosion, which killed almost 200 people. The head of the volunteer rescue team, Francisco Lamanda, says there could be a dead body underneath, but most of the building has been checked.
Lamentablemente, hoy podemos decir que técnicamente no tenemos ninguna señal de vida dentro del edificio.
Beautifully, today we can say that there is no life inside of the building.
Sin perjuicio de eso, las operaciones y los protocolos continúan para poder dejar la zona segura y seguir buscando alguna víctima en el interior.
In spite of that, the protocol must continue.
Schools in Iran have reopened after nearly 7 months of closure due to coronavirus. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says educating students is as important as the country's health system. He's urging authorities to implement health measures in schools, but the head of the board of directors at a school in the capital, Tehran, Reza Sadoughi, says he fears some schools may not be prepared.
The concerns of parents is very important to us. We can assume that distancing is practiced and there are a few students in each classroom and the classrooms are large, but this is not enough. Since the children play and are in close contact, you can't tell kids to keep a distance of 2.5 metres.
Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg is satisfied with her portrayal in a documentary at this year's Venice Film Festival. The I Am Greta film chronicles her school strike outside Swedish Parliament, her rise to fame, and how her message has translated to the world. Speaking via video link, Ms. Thunberg says the film succeeded in not framing her as an angry child, but instead as a nerdy, shy person.
We definitely need to understand and realise the urgency of the climate crisis and treat it as a crisis, because otherwise we won't be able to achieve real change. So that is what we need to do right now. Thank you, everyone. And now I need to get back to
school.
History class. Yeah.
Climate change activists have disrupted the distribution of several British newspapers, blocking access to print works near London and Liverpool. Campaigners took the action against the presses, which print Rupert Murdoch-owned publications, to highlight what they say is neglectful reporting of climate change. Newsprinters has apologised to readers who may not be able to purchase papers because of the disturbance and said the attack on free press is a police matter. Police made about 70 arrests and the Extinction Rebellion group has been linked to the disturbance. In London, police have arrested 600 people during 5 days of climate change protests across the city. A nature study has found close to three quarters of the northern New South Wales koala population died across 6 fire grounds after several blazes during summer. The research showed a 71% decline in the species from Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast to near Ballina in the state's north. World Wild Fund wants stronger environmental laws to protect threatened species. In sport, Kenyan runner Peres Jepchirchir has beaten the world record for the half marathon in women-only races. The 26-year-old completed a 21.1-kilometre course in 1 hour, 5 minutes and 34 seconds. The previous record of 1 hour, 6 minutes and 11 seconds was set by Ethiopian runner Netsenet Gudeta. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers increasing 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, sunny and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 19. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, a late shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.